What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Liquor Talk. And it starts right now. Welcome one. Welcome everybody to another edition of the Liquor Talk Podcast. This is a bonus episode. It's your pod boss, Victor, in the building today. And joining me on this episode today, we got a very special guest. We have an adult star here coming out of DC. She is known as Hedusa Divine. How you doing, Hedusa?
I'm doing absolutely amazing. Thank you so much, Victor, for having me on your show.
Thank you for being on, you know what I'm saying? But I gotta make a quick note. I do want to say rest in peace to the 15-year-old that was killed by the hands of the police. Man, we are tired of this shit. When is it gonna stop? It seemed like we get the guilty verdict of Derek Chauvin, and now this. Like, when are they going to stop killing us black people? It's getting ridiculous.
It's a sport to them, honestly. It's literally a sport to them. So, I have no idea when it's going to stop.
It really is a damn sport. It don't make
no sense. It really is. It's sad, but it's true.
It's no stop to end of this. And it's like, and for all you people out there justifying the police killing this girl, y'all ain't shit. No, I don't give a damn because, you know what? They say, oh, she had a weapon. No, fuck that. I done seen plenty of white folks have weapons and talk to the damn cops, and they still get the life, and they still get their day in court. Man, so miss me with that. It's sad, sad world. But let's on a lighter note, let's get to you. And for those of you out there listening at home, please go ahead and put your kids to bed. Go ahead and pull up the liquor and put your kids to bed because parental discretion is strongly, strongly advised for this episode, ladies and gentlemen. So go ahead and put the kids to bed. Don't play this in front of no kids. Don't play this at your job. And do not do, like I said, if you're going to play at your job, put the damn headphones in because we got a X-rated episode, y'all, if you will, you know what I'm saying? So talk to the people. So I heard you got an intro you want to give to people. Go ahead and do your intro for the people.
Perfect. Well, thank you again, Victor, for having me here. So hello, everyone. My name is Hedusa Divine. And who is Hedusa, right? So in general, I'm a jack of all trades when it comes to manifesting consistent financial abundance. I'm really able to blend sexual and creative energies with self-employment and entrepreneurship. And when all mixed together and all combined, naturally really just create, maintain, and sustain multiple streams of income all at once that are just really in flow with one another, right? So that's general. Now, specifically, I have two main sides to Hedusa Divine. In reference to my dick sucking side, I'm a master oralist. I'm a dick sucking expert. I'm a sloppy toppy connoisseur that loves creating solo content as well as content with my partner, long-term partner of 9 years. Now, in reference to my webcam performance side, I'm a digital fantasy. I'm a cyber seductress, and I am a virtual sexual energy performer, right? I'm a mass performer. Victor can see that I'm mass, but this is just the audio. So I'm actually a mass performer. So I identify as a muse and a source of inspiration, not only for myself, but for others that are impacted by my different creations. I write and I teach about self-empowerment and becoming your own version of a master oralist in one of my book series. And then in my second book series, I write about being a high-earning webcam artist and performer. And I just mentioned my two book series. So the first book series is entitled The Official Blowjob Handbook. There's two different volumes in that one, which are volume one is the mind, the body, the spirit. Volume two is my exclusive dick sucking techniques and mind blowing finishing moves, right? So the other one is called The Official Webcam Handbook. That has one volume in it. It's called The Webcam Creative Artist and Performer Route and Perspective. So all of my products, all of my services, my social media, and more are available on my website, which is iamhedusa.com, which we'll dive more into throughout the interview. So thank you again, Victor. I appreciate it.
It's no problem, man. Thank you for coming on. Let's hop right into it. Let's hop on the webcam side. Let's just hop overall to you in general. Like, what made you get into this line of work?
Got you. So really, Victor, at the beginning of me deciding to share Hedusa with the world, it was in December 2019. So I call it BC before COVID, right? Mm-hmm. I got on NSFW Twitter and I saw that not only was there not an established standard for dick sucking, the standard that was in place was very low. It had no organization, no direction. it didn't have any education or teaching aspects to it as well. It was honestly just a free for all, people doing whatever they wanted to do. And that's fine. I just wanted to add like a level of education to it, or really just set the bar for it, right? So the different techniques that people were performing didn't have any definitions. It's like, what's that name called? And I know now there's like the Gok Gok 3000. I know there's the superhead technique, the Gok Gok 3000 or the Gluck Gluck 3000 or whatever. I know that's kind of like on the surface. Now, I don't know if you've heard of it, but that's something that definitely has a name to it. But I really just saw a need to change this, present a standard, present a level of organization and direction, as well as create an alternative way to engage with the art of sucking dick. So I took it upon myself to do that, right? Even though a big part of engaging in the art form is entertainment, it's like we pretty much just watch it just to, you know, get off and just like just enjoy ourselves, right? But I wanted to go the education route to create different terms, name techniques that everyone does but don't really have names for it. Introduce a deeper way to connect with the art form through incorporating the mind and the spirit and the body as one, as well as set and organize a standard for what great head actually is and what it's not.
Wow, wow, that's amazing. So how did you create an art from giving a man pleasure through sucking dick?
Got you. So I actually look at myself, my physical body, as like a vessel, as like a channel, as like a portal to be able to have the sexual, creative, and spiritual energies flow through, right? So it's not just about me actually doing the action. It's about me creating an experience. And that's what I wanted to do with my partner, as well as through my other revenue stream, which is the webcamming side. And I just realized there's just different ways that I can move my body, that the energy flows through my body for me to make it an art form, right? Instead of me just like doing it over and over again, I created different techniques. I created different ways. I created different stimulations and just different, I would say, experiences, right? And with me, I'm a really passionate person. So like, I kind of get burnt out on things like super, super easily. So with this, it was kind of like the Russian doll effect. It was like there was a doll inside of a doll inside of a doll inside, and there was like layers that I was just peeling back. And every time I got to the end, quote unquote, there was just a new beginning for me to go dive deep into. So it just really just enticed me to just keep on going over and over and over again. And this is a taboo topic, right? You don't go around and go to your job and be like, yeah, I'm a master oralist, so I love sucking dick or whatever. You don't talk about that out in the open, right? So I just wanted to pick one of the most taboo topics, become a master at it, and yeah, just create a name for myself, create a legacy for myself through this art form.
That's real. That's real. So what porn stars did you learn from to help you perfect your craft?
Got you. So definitely Ms. Natural. Ms. Natural, she kind of just set a really good standard for like the passion behind dick sucking, right? There's also Dominican Lips. Of course, there's Superhead. Just to name a few, there's another one I like, Ms. Tongue Action. Like, I like people that suck dick passionately and they're like really into it, and they're not just mechanically going up and down, around and around. Like, it's just like they seem like they're really in a flow, and whatever flows through them is just art. It's just what's created, right? So I like the art of sucking dick from that perspective, instead of just being like trying to get through it to get to the next scene. Like, as a porn star in a lot of porn, I see that, and I'm not a porn star, I'm a content creator, but you know, with people who are porn stars, I see that they just like try to get through it. It really looks like they're just trying to get through it to get to the next scene. That's what it looks like to me. Not saying that's everybody, but there are people that definitely do that. But I would say those are a few that I really connected with because of the passion behind it. Like, I'm a really passionate person. So if I see someone else is passionate as well, I'm going to be drawn to that.
That's real. That's wonderful. So what made you decide not to become a porn star, not to get into the porn industry?
I would say it's the potency of my energy. I'm a really potent, I have a really powerful type of energy, right? And I can't share that with everybody, because if I do, then it's going to be, how can I put it? It is going to be lessened, I would say. So with me, I'm a very powerful like manifester, and I materialize things into reality very quickly, right? And like sexual energy is a really, honestly, it's really undervalued, I would say, especially within this society, as far as like being an energy to manifest and materialize through. Like, we're kind of taught that sex is bad, female energy is bad, it's trickery, it's all that kind of stuff, right? So when you take away, when you unlearn to relearn what it actually is, then you realize that it's very powerful, right? So in me understanding that, and then me understanding that I have a very special ability to help people manifest and materialize things that they thought they never would have been able to, right? Into the society. Mm-hmm. Like, I've engaged on cam, because as I mentioned, I'm a webcam performer, and I've engaged with people on cam, and they'll come back to me, be like, Hedusa, I just, you know, got the job of my dreams. I fell on some money, not necessarily fell on some money, but on another revenue stream or income stream. You know, my girl and I are getting back together. We're getting married. Like, things that seemed like they were taking forever to happen, like when I come into people's presence or when I engage with people, it happens like that, right? So in me understanding that and me knowing that I can't just physically interact with people, and a lot of it is the energy exchange. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't have clean energy. It's not even about STDs and, you know, me actually physically, it's like the energy is murky. And I can't give more than I'm receiving. And it's just my choice. Like, I like to be virtual. I like to be able to not have to physically engage or physically touch people and still make a bag.
Yes. That's my path. That's real. That is so real. Now, talk about the character. How did you come up with decide I'm going to wear a mask on camera, and go into your character a little bit?
Yeah, so it kind of goes into the muse aspect of it, because as a mass performer, right, I'm not concentrating on the way I look, right? It's not about, oh, she's bad, or oh, she is wearing this, she got this wig on, whatnot. Like, my total approach to it is different, right? Because I approach it, even in the webcam aspect, I approach it as an artist and performer, instead of the quote-unquote webcam model or cam girl or yeah, artist and performer. So with that being said, I kind of alluded to this earlier, but I pretty much see myself as a vessel or a channel that the energy flows through. So it's more about the unseen than the seen when engaging with my work or engaging with me on cam, right? So that's my perspective. So it's not just about the way that I look, right? And then when you get the looks out the way, when you get the physicality out the way, then you can dive deeper into like the energetics of it. Like, then I become a mirror to the people that are looking at me. Like, what is looking back at you, right? As a muse, mm-hmm. are you inspired by me? Do I give you drive? Do I ignite your passion in yourself to, and it doesn't have to be in this area, but just in life in general, like what is looking back at you when you see me? Right. So that's pretty much the perspective that I wanted to go based off of, instead of people just focusing on the mundane and the physical part of it.
That's real. Now, what is something you wish you would have known about this industry before you got into it?
How successful you can be in it. Because it's like, you have to have, like, I'm going to keep on saying this, but you really have to have a passion for it. And you have to have a solid foundation in order to maintain yourself through it, right? And I didn't really know anything about it. Like, you know, I have a partner, so like, and his favorite thing is sucking dick. Like, he loves blowjobs and all that kind of stuff, and I was just doing it because I like to create it. I like to create the art, but then he also liked it. So I was like unconditionally fulfilling him and I'm bomb at it. Like I'm a master oralist, right? And me understanding that he was just like, okay, well, you seem to have like a different type of connection, a different type of knack where you can monetize from this, but I'm going to give you different ways that you can monetize from it, but not have to like be, you know, engage with people or be a porn star and stuff like that. So he told me about the webcamming industry. I was like, okay, like he gave me just like how to set it up, how to connect with it. And then I came to it with my own approach and I was like, oh, okay, this is different. This is interesting. So like I can log on anytime I want to, any time of day, any day of the week, and make a specific or a certain amount of money. Like any time, it's like the world is my oyster when it comes to being a webcam performer, honestly. So that was dope. And then the Hedusa persona like backs that up, but then the Hedusa persona in and of itself, me being a content creator, like I'm pretty kinky. I don't know if you've seen my videos, but I suck cucumbers, I suck dildos, like I suck real dick. So it's just like,
man, you don't being be able
to, yeah, just being able to express myself and just like let the art flow through me, like that's the most liberating feeling. And I'm very fortunate. I'm very grateful that like I started this like right before everything happened in the world. And then I actually like up-leveled myself. Like I actually made more money. Whereas other people lost their jobs and like didn't know they had to go. There were whole entrepreneurs standing in soup kitchen lines. Like whole entrepreneurs, whole business owners going to get a job at the grocery store, right? So with me, I kind of had the opposite reaction and I leveled up during everything that happened in the world.
Yeah, so it's like you were already prepared for all the bullshit that was coming, basically.
Energetically, I was. I didn't know it was coming. If you would have told me 3 years ago that the world was going to, that stuff was going to happen in the world like this, I would have been like, whatever. It's kind of like the Noah's Ark situation, right? Like Noah was like, hey, the flood's about to come. Y'all need to get on this ark. People are like, whatever, 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 whatever. And then this shit actually happens. It's kind of like the whistleblower. Like if you would have told me that, I would have given it some thought, but I wouldn't have been like, yes, you are 1,000% correct, you know, but nobody knew this was coming, but my body energetically knew it was. So like I shifted just naturally into this phase.
Wow, that's amazing. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Liquor Talk. The more you drink, the better I sound. So go ahead and pull up that liquor if you haven't done so already while you're enjoying this bonus adult only round with Miss Hedusa Divine. So tell me, Hedusa, what do you think about women, other women who say, oh, I'm not going to suck a man's dick, but they want a man to go down on them? What do you think of those women? What do you think those women are missing out on by not sucking a man's dick?
I think that a lot of women don't want to engage with it because they're not in the right mental space, right? Because we have to understand that in engaging in life in general, like I want you guys to understand that what I'm talking about, yes, it's I'm talking about sucking dick and stuff and blowjobs and stuff, but that gets your attention. But you can apply all this stuff to the rest of your life as well, other aspects in your life. So with that being said, right, we are kind of programmed not to connect with ourselves mentally, right? That's why there's a whole bunch of like mental illness and like just besides the chemicalized or like the nurture environmental aspect of that, just like us by ourselves, it's like we're always taught we have to go outside of ourselves, we need this opportunity, we need this person, we need to go here, we need to go there. But that kind of creates fractured people, right? So we don't really mentally understand ourselves or accept ourselves or know who we are on a broad scale, right? So with that being said, the mind is a very, very like powerful, it precedes what physically manifests, what physically materializes in your environment. So if a woman is not trusting of herself, if she's like, oh, this is scary, I've never done this, or even if she hasn't, she's had traumatic experiences, she's not going to want to do it mentally. Like her mind is going to stop her from wanting to do it, right? Now, with me and the way I write my books, the official Blowjob Handbook series specifically, I speak about ways to work through this issue. And I speak about ways to actually become your own version of a master oralist, right? Now, you have to have the passion to do that. My works and my books are for the people with the eyes to see and the ears to hear. But if you're not passionate about it, I can throw books at you. I could throw words and techniques at you, but you don't care, right? So you have to have that zest. You have to have that drive inside to want to actually learn more about it and become proficient at it, right? So that's one thing. Secondly, I look at it as kind of selfish because it's like, you want a man to fully satisfy you, but you don't want to fully satisfy them. And like, let's be real, like men like getting their dick sucked. Like if they don't like getting their dick sucked, it's probably because they've had a traumatic experience. Like someone like either said something to them, physically did something to their dick, something went wrong there. Right. So, and it probably happened multiple times to the point where they just don't want it anymore. So they just like, we not even going to do this. Just, you know, let's get to the other aspects of our interaction. So just understanding that and understanding that also when it comes to blowjobs, it's like if you're not satisfying your man, he's probably going to step out on you. Like he's probably going to step out on you either virtually, like on the webcam sites, which, hey, I'm here to fulfill desires. I'm here to fulfill fantasies. I'm here to fulfill fetishes, right? I'm not physically there with you. So like, if you're not getting fulfilled in your real life, then you can come to the campsite, pay to play. And then, you know, especially when engaged with me, you're able to go back to your girl or go back to your wife or your girlfriend and come from more of a fulfilled space. So your cup is full. So you're able to engage with her more authentically. That's what I like to do when I engage with people. But not everybody has that perspective, but just understand that if you're not fulfilling him in that area and that's his thing, like he's going to go elsewhere to get it fulfilled.
So you think a man is cheating on a woman if he gets it fulfilled via a webcam? Because I always thought like a man cheating is getting it fulfilled physically, not via the webcam.
Yeah, it just depends on what your definition of cheating is, and it depends on what your dynamic is in your relationship, right? Like, if you are monogamous, I would say that, I don't really know how to answer this question because it's like, it's not really cheating because it's kind of like, I look at webcamming as like a virtual reality, right? It's like you playing video games. It's not like you're actually in the video game, right? You might have the headset on, you might have the goggles on, you might have all of these things on, but you're not physically in the game, right? So I look at webcamming as like a sexual virtual reality, that version of that. So it's like, you're never going to know who I am. I don't do meetups. Like some webcam performers, they meet up, they do fan links, all that kind of stuff. I don't do that. And if you ask me about that multiple times, I'm blocking you. So just understanding that it starts and ends on cam. Like you can pretty much come to me, get fulfilled, and then go back to your real life, your physical life. So I wouldn't necessarily think, I honestly, and I might, you know, people might disagree with me. You know, it's cool. I would say it's not really cheating because you're actually fulfilling yourself. You're pouring into yourself more so that you can actually go out and engage with your partner on a more authentic level and a more fulfilled level instead of like not being fulfilled, being like, dang, I wish she would suck my dick. I wish she would fulfill me. And she's not interested in doing that.
Yes.
I mean, what's your perspective? What do you think? I don't know what you think.
Like I said, I think it's not cheating though, because I'm old school. I believe if it's physically cheating, then yeah, it's cheating. But it's like, because I heard stories about how more married men look at porn than single men. So it's like, and I do feel like that if it's cheating, it's physically done. It's physically, not always mentally. But I feel like people mentally check out of relationships all the time. I feel like they need to
check out mentally first. And then emotional, like if you're not getting emotionally fulfilled, which I, and in all my books and in my book series, I talk about you fulfilling yourself first. I talk about having an individual relationship with yourself first, because it's like, if you don't know yourself, how are you going to engage with somebody else? You're like, I need emotional support. I need this. But are you giving yourself emotional support? Are you fulfilling yourself mentally? Like I said, it goes back to, we're always taught to like go outside of ourselves all the time. And I pretty much turn that around. I give you the other perspective that's not as popular, not as mainstream, but it's still very important. Still very important.
Agreed. That's very important. Now, going back to you for a minute, what made you decide to be a writer and decide to give these tips for free, to give all these game, put people on all this game for a price? What made you decide to go that route?
Yeah. So I, like I said, I wanted to go the education route because it was just lacking just in general in this type of industry. Right now, the way that I have approached the education route as well is that I like to create shells. I like to create blueprints. I like to create systems that are overarching, but people are able to manifest their own pathway through. It's kind of like going to college and you get to choose your own degree, right? And you get to choose your own classes. So like, I'll put the components together for you. I'll give you the pieces, but you have to put the puzzle together yourself. So that's where the self-empowerment piece comes into play, because it's like when you're able to go through something that is taboo, like sex, blowjobs, webcam performing. A lot of people think webcam performing isn't a career. Like they think, oh, you need to go get a real job. Like, I'm not making real money. Am I making Monopoly money? Am I making chips? I'm not making tokens. I'm able to pay my bills, and I have to pay taxes. Right. So with that being said, it's just that really understanding that I'm not telling you, you have to do it exactly how I do it. I'm not telling you, you have to suck dick like me. I'm not telling you, you have to perform on cam like me. What I am telling you is I'm sharing my experience objectively. And then as that muse aspect, as that source of inspiration, your passion, your flame is ignited for you to embark on your own journey, because it's a journey. It's a lifestyle. This is not a get quick or get rich quick scheme. It's not that. It takes work. You have to sow and then reap within this industry. But then once you maintain, once you sustain, once you remain consistent, then it's going to be bountiful. It's like a farmer. It's going to be bountiful. But just realizing that I wanted to give people ways to empower themselves, especially sexually. Like, we don't really tap into ourselves sexually. Like, we'll do the sexual acts, but actually, like, understanding that sexual energy and creative energy are two sides of the same coin, and sexual energy is the underlying side. So it's like, when you start at that, and then there's spiritual energy under that, but just taking the spiritual out and starting at the sexual, understanding that when you tap into your sexual energy, you're able to create from a deeper depth, more of a solid foundation, and understanding that you're able to manifest, materialize faster. You're able to do it from more of authentic space. It's rooted, right? And you're just able to have more passion and have more desire to continue on that path. And it's a, like I said, it's a journey. It's a path. It's a lifestyle. I'm all about that, because it's not like you have to clock in every day at the same time. You clock out every day at the same time. Like, that's boring to me. Like, that's cool for some people, and I understand that's how like the majority of society works. And then there's entrepreneurs who it's like, oh, I'm self-employed. And it's like, they working more than they're working at the other job. At their freaking mainstream job. So it's just like understanding that, yes, this is work, but it doesn't feel like work. And it really like merges really well with like my vanilla lifestyle. So I can just like go in and out of each at will, that really works best for me. And, you know, the money is great. It's very lucrative, like, but you have to put in the work. It's not like you're just going to start one day and then be inconsistent and then make this a potent stream of income. You have to put in the work. You have to remain consistent with it.
Always, always. You got to remain consistent with everything that you do. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Liquor Talk. The more you drink, the better I sound. If you reach minute 30, oh, it's getting real good now. I appreciate y'all. Stay tuned for me. And go ahead and tell a friend to subscribe. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, wherever you get your podcasts at. Now, let's get back to Ms. Hedusa over here. Now, how does a person tap into their sexual energy if they haven't done so before? Because this sexual energy thing, I think it's like you said it best. It's like people don't really tap into it. So how do people tap into it before fucking the shit out of somebody?
Well, if you put it like that, Victor, I was kidding. But I would say, like, for example, I'm gonna go through me coining the term master oralist, because I'm sure you've never heard of that before. You don't be like, yeah, I'm a master oralist. You don't just like walk up to somebody and they say that. Actually, I've never heard that term before, me creating it. Actually, my partner, he created it, but I've never heard that term before. So I'm going to go through this route and then it can apply to other aspects of sex. So I would say in being a master oralist, because people are like, what's a master oralist? What makes a master oralist? Why are you a master? And I would say it involves the synergy of the mind, the body, and the spirit. So it's really when you've gone within, you started your own journey of becoming your own version. And I repeat, your own version of a master oralist. And you've reached a certain level of awakening or mastery within the art form. So it's individual. It's self-actualized. You certify yourself and no one certifies you outside of you. Only you know when the time is right. Only you know when you have, quote unquote, reached the rites of passage into the realm of mastery. So you'll get this feeling when you have empowered your mind, your body, and your spirit to a certain level that only you intuitively know that you've reached, right? So it's all about internal. It's all about going within. It's all about looking at yourself, sitting with yourself, cutting out all the noise, and really understanding, okay, where is my sexual energy housed? Okay, it's a channel. I'm a vessel. It's running through my body. Okay, I understand this. And understanding that you are able to fulfill your own needs first, fulfill your own cup first. Like, you have to be whole first before engaging with somebody else. Because that's why we have a whole bunch of chaos going on in the world now. It's like there's a whole bunch of splintered, of fractured people engaging with one another. So then they procreate and create fractured and splintered children, and the cycle continues on and on and on and on. But if we understand that, like a lot of the dogmas, a lot of the religions, a lot of the spiritual communities, they talk about know thyself, understand yourself first, right? But that's kind of like swept under the rug. And then it's like especially in like Christianity and stuff, it's about like, oh, it's about fellowship and us being with, and yeah, that's a part of it, but it's like you get to that part after you individually get yourself right. Like, we skip that step all the time. So like I challenge you, and I require, and when you engage with the official blowjob handbook or the official webcam handbook, that you understand, why are you doing this? What is your why? Not your mom's why, not your dad, not your cousin, not your man, not your girlfriend. What is your why? Because you can only make that decision. You can only understand why you're doing this, right? And if it's because of somebody else, then I would say don't even do it, because it's like people change. You change even. But if like you understand, okay, I'm doing this because X, Y, and Z, I'm doing this. These are my goals. These are my short-term goals. These are my long-term goals. These are the building blocks. These are the benchmarks that I'm reaching. Then you're able to put the puzzle pieces together for yourself, which you trust yourself more. You empower yourself more. You're able to connect with yourself more. And then you unlock. It's like unlocking a whole new world inside of you. It's like it's like going down the rabbit hole, like in Alice in Wonderland. But it's like, instead of it being like an ending, it's like a new beginning.
Agreed. That's definitely a new beginning. So Now, from a man's perspective, what can men learn from this book? What can straight men that love women learn from your teachings and stuff?
Just how to communicate with a woman that they want to suck their dick. Like I said before, I pretty much give you the components. Like, I give you different names, right? And the way that my techniques are set up, especially in volume 2, which is the exclusive dick sucking techniques and the mind blowing finishing moves. Pretty much how I have the technique set up is like there's different aspects of it. Like there's breath, there's neck action, there is temperature, there's hand or no hands. There's a whole bunch of components. Those are just some off the top of my head. And pretty much the way that the technique is executed is dependent on the person that is performing the technique. So what I mean by that is that you combine the different components, you combine the different parts and the movements how you want, and you perform it how you want, right? So it's like literally the ways that you can combine the different parts and movements of my techniques are like literally endless. Like you could go in and do, for example, I have something called the straw suck technique. It's like you're sucking the dick like a straw, like you're blowing out, sucking in like that. You can perform that technique like a myriad of ways, like so many different types of ways. And every time you perform it, it's different. That's the way that I have it set up. So if you understand and you're sitting down with the person, and you have to care about this person in some capacity, like you have to have some type of working relationship. If it's just a one and done type of thing, it's like, it just is what it is. You kind of just take it on the chin and don't let that shit happen again. But if it's somebody that you like actually care about as a man and you want them and they have a passion to satisfy you in this area, then you can read my book first, which I really suggest that you, the man reads it first, or the person who's getting their dick sucked reads it first. You watch the videos, and then when you engage with your person, you want to invite them in, because females or someone who's female dominant energy, they like to receive. They like to hold space for. They like to be invited, right? So if you have like, if you give them positive reinforcement that, oh yeah, do it like this. Oh, good. It's like a coach, like you're coaching them through it, mm-hmm. but you actually understand what you're talking about. Then it's more likely to be successful than it to just be like, okay, just turn around, like you nicking my dick, like just forget about it, like just let's just move on, right? But it's like it has to be some type of working dynamic, but you have to have the information yourself to instruct and coach the person who's sucking your dick on how to do it the way that you want them to do it.
Now, how do you coach stubborn women? Because it's like some women are, let's just be honest, some people are stubborn. They don't want to learn, you know what I'm saying? They just want to do it how they've been doing it.
Yeah. You got me speechless. It's like if you stubborn and you capping yourself, like that's on you. Just best believe it's not going to happen again. Like if you're a man and you're trying to be like, nah, don't do this, don't do that. But don't be a dick. Don't be fucking rude. That's the thing, is like, because some females get defensive and they're just like, oh, he's being so mean, so I'm gonna just do me and X, Y, and Z. So it's just kind of, it becomes like a competition type of thing. It becomes like a battling, like type of thing. But it's just like, if you're not being rude and you're just trying to help her and like guide her through it, like just let her work through it. But if she's just like super like, nah, just be quiet, like I'm gonna do me, then you don't have to get your dick sucked by her again. If that's not, just you don't have to get your dick sucked by her again. Like that's just what it is. If she's not doing it the way that you want, and she's not open to doing it the way that you want, and she's just doing her, that's just what it is. And like, that's what I've realized I had to do with people, is like, if they just want to do whatever they want to do, let them do whatever they want to do. That's just what it is. But it's like, if you are in like a committed relationship or a marriage or whatever with this person, and they just, they just don't care. It's like, you either have to like settle. And I don't like when people settle. I hate using that word. You either have to settle for what you got, or you have to create inventive ways to still get satisfied. It's like you either cut it off at the root and you just are like, okay, I'm just not going to expect this to be phenomenal or be done the way that I want, or you go elsewhere for it to be done the way that you want. And that could be webcam, that could be physically engaging with another person. It just, you have to communicate. Like, you have to communicate your needs. And if they're not being heard, then it's on the other person, because you're telling them what you want. You're telling them what you desire. You're telling them what's going to happen if they don't do what you want, what you would like them to do. And they have full autonomy to make the decision that they want to do as well. But it's like, if they're not able to fulfill you, then you have the right, you have the natural born right to go get it fulfilled somewhere else. You just have to communicate and not creep around and stuff. Like, that's where the messiness comes into play.
That's real. That's definitely where the messiness comes into play. Because if you're not honest about it and upfront about it, of course it's going to look messy and creepy and stuff. So now, getting to your techniques, which do you think is the easiest technique for any woman to learn?
Let me see. I'm going through them in my mind. By the way, guys, this is in the official Blowjob Handbook Volume 2. That's where my techniques are. I would say one that I see a lot that I haven't, like, some people call it the washing machine. I call it the washing machine spin cycle. So it's like when you're moving your head around in a circle on the dick and you're just going and going like that. I would say that's one of the easiest ones to learn, because you are able to either hold the dick at the base and like move it around, so you don't necessarily have to like deep throat it. And we can talk about deep throat, because deep throat isn't the end all be all when it comes to dick sucking. It's not synonymous. It's just not. And so I want to throw that caveat point out there. It's just not synonymous. Like, people are like, oh, I can't deep throat, so I can't suck dick. Like, where do they do that at? Like, why is that the standard for somebody being able to suck dick if they can deep throat? That's just not. And but that's just a little carrot. We're just gonna benchmark that. Mm-hmm. Now, so you can either hold it at the base for this, the wash machine spin cycle, or you can move your hand up and down with it. So it's kind of like the training wheels. It gives you training wheels to be able to understand how your neck works and move it, and understand that you can either hold it or you can glide it up and down. So if your mouth gets tired, you're still able to stimulate the dick and whatnot. So I would say that is like one of the most basic ones that everyone, I see a lot of people doing that, but no one's actually really called it spin cycle or given it like an actual name. I've heard it be called or referred to as like washing machine and whatnot, but that's one of the most popular ones that I would say a lot of people do, but they just haven't had the name for it.
Ladies, I need y'all, if y'all listening at this point, y'all need to be taking some notes to satisfy
you. Y'all need to go to imhadusa.com and get these books. Because also, my books come with tutorials. They come, like, it's literally, you get the book, and then I have the video tutorial demonstrating how to do it.
Well, there it is, y'all, ladies. There's no excuse, ladies. There is no fucking excuse if you're listening to this podcast while y'all haven't gone to Hadusa's website. She gives y'all the major keys. Now, getting back to your techniques, what is a technique you think women should not try until they know that they are all pro at it, meaning they're on the highest difficulty level and they've mastered it? At what point do they try this technique? What's that technique?
I would say it's definitely the bottle opener technique. And that's where you're like deep throating the dick and it's like massaging the back of your throat, that little dangly thing in the back of your throat. And it's like with that one, I would say not to try that one unless you are proficient in that, is because it's like you can end up like souring the experience if you don't know what you're doing, right? So like if you have, a lot of people actually have gag reflexes. Like when you go on different porn sites or like tutorials or blogs or whatever, and they're like, see, you just do it like this. And it's like, girl, you don't have a gag reflex. Like, I have one. So how do I do it with a gag reflex? Right. So understanding that if you're going to be doing a technique, in my book, it's the bottle opener. It's like where you have the dick in the back of your throat and you're massaging the tip of it with the back of your throat. Right. So understanding that you don't want to just go balls to the wall with this one unless you've worked up for it. It's kind of like going to the gym you're not going to go to the gym. If you're super inconsistent with going to the gym and you never go to the gym, you're not going to just going to go and pick up the heaviest bar and just start lifting it, and you're going to hurt yourself, right? So it's like, you have to understand that you have to build up a resistance to that area, that gag reflex being stimulated by something, right? So you have to work that up. And once you work it up, then you can start to deep throat it more and more and more. And that's what it is. But understanding that when you are doing this, you want to take it slow. You don't want to just shove it down. And because also you don't want to suck dick on a full stomach. Like, let's just start there. You do not want to do that unless somebody has like a puking fetish or whatever. But a lot of people don't want that crap. That's disgusting to me, honestly. But no judgment, but that's really gross to me. Puking and dick sucking, like, no, we're not doing that.
No offense to Sukihana, but when I saw that video, I said, oh my God.
We're not doing that.
That turned me off right there. I was like, okay.
I've been like, girl, what? Girl.
And then the dude want her to eat. I'm like, bruh, you tripping. I'll be like,
I'm actually really... I'm like a germaphobe. I don't want to say a germaphobe, but like, I'm very type A, right? Mm-hmm. I'm very type A. So like, I'm very like system, and like, so it's just like when things, like, I just don't like mixing that. That's just really gross to me. Like, it's just really gross to me. Like, puke and no. So I don't go in that direction, right? So the direction that I go in is like, you don't want to suck dick on a full stomach. When something comes out your mouth, you want it to be spit. You don't want it to have chunks in it and stuff. So in understanding that, you just want to take it slow, go at your own pace, because you're understanding also, men, understand, your girl's not a porn star. Your girl's not a porn star. She can't do everything that the porn star, she can be. But right out the gate, just understanding that she's not getting a check for this. And she's not performing on a freaking camera for this. So understanding that, like, what you see on porn and what you see at home, they're probably going to be different. And by case, it's the same. But for the general public, understanding that it's probably going to be different, and understanding that, like, you have to, if you want her to be a porn star on your dick or get to the porn star level, you have to also help her do that. In most instances.
So how does a man help? Just supporting her, or how do we help?
Like I said, like, you can get the book, y'all can watch the tutorials, and then when you're with your girl or somebody that you actually give a crap about, and it's not just a one-off type of thing, then you can engage with, like, it's literally like a what do they call it, like a clinical or like a lab. You know how like in college or like high school you would have like, you would learn about the subject and then you would go have lab.
Yeah.
You know that? So like, that would be like the lab. It'd be like an intensive, like, you would watch the videos, not necessarily read the book, but watch the videos, and you would just instruct her on how you want it to be done at the same time.
That's real.
Or if you both also did it beforehand, mm-hmm. then you guys already have the working knowledge on how to communicate that to one another.
That's real, ladies and gentlemen. This is some good facts, y'all. You know what I'm saying? She is dropping dimes on this podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Remember, the more you drink, the better I sound. Let's go back to that carrot you dropped earlier about deep throating. And why is it not the end-all, be-all? Because a lot of us men like it when they deep throat.
Yeah. I would say that men definitely are, like, more visual. So, like, that's why they like it a lot. It's because you see, oh, shit. Oh, you're like looking at it and it's like, that's cool. But she do that like 3, 4, 5 times, you're gonna be like, okay, what's next? Like, it's kind of it's like, you know how you eat some food and you try it for the first time and you're like, oh, this is so good, like, oh my God. And then you just eat it over and over again. And it's like the chip, it's like eating chips. It's like that first chip, it's so good. And then you just keep on eating, and you're like, dang, I ate the whole bag. I don't taste nothing. So it's just kind of like, you seeing it be done and you're like, oh my God, that's cool. But like, a lot of people execute it in the fashion where they're just doing it and they're not doing it from a mindful type of perspective. So it's like when you deep throat, you're actually trying to stimulate the tip of the dick with your throat. Like whether it's circumcised, not circumcised, like you're like using the back of your throat to like stimulate the dick. I don't really know how to describe it. I know how to do it, but you're doing it in that way. But a lot of people just like go down and they just stay there and they're like, oh, okay. And then they do that. So it's more of what, how it, when it's being done like that, it's more of just like the visual type of thing. But it's like, that's it. Like when you, okay, let me ask you. So has anyone done this on you? Have you had your dick deep throated before?
I don't think I've ever had a deep throat, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like okay. How we do the porn, so of course.
Got you. Okay, so even when you are watching it on porn, right? She's doing it, and then you're like, okay, that's cool. That's cool. That's cool. That's cool. And it's like, okay, what's next after that? It's like you want it to be something that you mix in, but not that's just the main focus. Like that's all you got. That's all your cards. It's just the deep throat. Because it's like, most of the stimulations on the tip of the dick, especially if it's circumcised or uncircumcised too, because you peel that foreskin back, it's like really, really freaking sensitive. But I would say that a lot of the nerve endings, a lot of the sensitive areas are on the tip of the dick, right? So like that's the main thing that needs to be stimulated. So when you realize that, and then you deep throat, that's when, like I said, you want to stimulate the tip of the dick with the back of your throat. But we do it, a lot of people just do it, and they just do it for the shock value or they do it for the visual aspect. But it's like I said, it wears off. It wears off. You gotta do something else. And like, you can still be a great dick sucker and not deep throat.
Oh, she dropping dimes on y'all. So now how can women pleasure themselves while giving fellatio? Or do you just focus on the man and not focus on yourself?
Nah, you want to pleasure yourself too. Like it depends on the dynamic that you have with the man. It depends on the level of comfort that you feel with the man, right? Because it's like, for example, I interact differently with people on webcam versus my man. Like, I'm not going to just, you know, be all willy-nilly and, like, give you everything on cam. Like, I'm going to give you, like, a great experience. But it's like, there's certain things for different, there's different things that you do in different settings and with different people, right? So if you want to be pleasured, communicate that. Tell them how you want them to touch you. Tell them where you want them to touch you. To let them know, hey, this feels good. This doesn't feel good. Like, we don't have to just sit there and be dolls and just, like, be a dummy, like, and just lay there.
Please don't.
Like, we don't have to do that. So it's just, like, communicate, hey, I like this. Hey, I like that. Hey, do this, do that. And it's not like you have to do it in, like, a domineering type of way or a commanding type of way. It's just you are letting them know what makes you feel good, because when you feel good, you're going to want to go that extra mile for them. So it's a reciprocal type of thing. So understanding, like, do you want to be fingered? Do you want, like, what do you want? Do you want a vibrator? Like, what do you want? What makes you really get into that zone, get into that space where you are uninhibited and you can just freely express yourself?
Agree that you have to. So why the hell people are so scared to use toys while during sex? Like, I'm learning, I'm like, shit, you might want to use the damn toy to get it off.
Hey, it's crafted by people the way that they want. It's like, we have kind of been programmed to like not enjoy pleasure in sex, and if we do enjoy pleasure in sex, we're sinning, or it's bad, or you're being selfish, or whatever is being perpetrated in society about that. But it's just like, you have to satisfy yourself first in order to be able to satisfy anyone else. Like, that's the misstep, is like, yes, you have to be selfish to a certain extent. Yes, you have to get to know yourself to a certain extent, because you're able to authentically and deeply connect with others more.
Yes, you do.
Instead of just the surface level of, oh, I smashed this, I did this, she sucked this, she did. That's like getting old. That's getting played out. Like, you see what that's led to. It's just chaos, you know? And I'm just talking about in like the familial type of structure or like the relationship type of structure, right? You have your main bitch, you have your side bitch, you got a whole bunch of stuff. You got, you know, it's just a whole bunch of just like unorganization, chaos. So it's just like understanding that you create the experience that you want. However, you have to fully engage with yourself first in order to know what you want. You can set up any type of relationship with anybody. Like if it's an open relationship, if it's polygamy, if it's polyandry, if it's polygyny, if it's whatever these terms mm-hmm. that have been yes. created are, you can create what you want. You are the creator. You don't have to put yourself in a box. You don't have to do it because everybody else in your family did it like this. You don't have to do that. And you understanding that you don't have to do it, you have other options, you have other choices, is one of the most liberating things that you can do for yourself.
Yes, it is. It's very liberating for yourself. Now, tell me this. Is there a technique that didn't make it to your book that you want to tell the people about?
Let me think. I would definitely say I do something similar. I don't know if you've heard of the Gok Gok 3000. Have you heard of that? Like, I know Jen, I don't know. How old are you?
I'm 30.
You're 30. Okay, so you're a year older than me. Well, I'm turning 30 this year. Did you turn 30 this year or like last year?
I turned 30 in December, last December.
Oh, so are you a Sag or a Capricorn?
Yes, I'm a Sag.
Team Sag.
Hey,
okay, I'm Team Sag too. Okay. Anyway, Sagittarius be getting bad reps, especially the male Sagittariuses, but we're not going to get into that. But we are the most innovative, creative, just forward thinking. I love Sagittarius energy. Okay. Anyways, you know, Team Sag. Anyways, so I would say something that's similar to the Gok Gok 3000. Have you heard of that?
I heard like, it, and it's just a woman going crazy fast.
That, and it's like she's making that gawk sound, that
yeah,
sound.
Yeah, she's making the sound effects, too.
Right, so, like, doing that, that's kind of advanced, I would say, especially if you can barely, like, get the basic dick-sucking aspects down. But I would say doing that, like, that gawk sound, I definitely didn't really put that in the book because I would say that's more of just like an advanced type of thing. Like you got to get you have to lay the foundation first, right? So most of my advanced techniques, I would say, didn't really make that book. Besides the bottle opener one, that's pretty advanced. And then we have the finishing moves, which I don't know if you got into the finishing moves, but like the finishing moves are actually meant to like make the dick come. Like a lot of women, not a lot of problems that come from engaging in this is that women can't, they get frustrated because they can't make the dude climax from head alone.
What?
Yeah, that's what a lot of people can't make the dick come. So it's like, that's why I wanted to distinguish between regular dick sucking techniques and finishing moves that are meant to actually make the dick climax. Besides like having sex or anything.
So do you plan to release a book on the advanced techniques? Is that book in the works?
Yeah, sometime soon. I would say sometime soon. I have a lot of things on the table. And it's like, I kind of have to like let this marinate a little bit. Let the book marinate because I wrote three books in 2020. So when everything was like going haywire and stuff, I was just writing books and doing podcast interviews and performing on cam and all that kind of stuff. So I would say just letting these marinate a little, just like penetrate in society, no pun intended, but just letting them like, you know, get out there, word of mouth, all that kind of stuff. And then releasing something else, I would definitely say that's in the works, but I do have other things that are on the table that I would like to release.
Agreed. I'm looking forward to these releases. Now, what tips do you give to the women who can't make a man come from sucking dick?
I would definitely say that to get my book, to get the book, to watch the video tutorials, and to practice, right? And not just practice, but understand that perfect practice makes perfect. Not just practice makes perfect, right? So with that being said, understanding that if you don't want to initially engage with a real dick, you can get a cucumber, you can get a dildo, right? And you can practice. And even if you have a partner or whatever, you can be like, oh, you can send them videos, you can send them pictures and get them all enticed, get them all excited. So then when they come back to you, they ready, right? But understanding that you have to practice, like, I'm not saying it's like a job or whatnot, but it's like, it definitely has to be a hobby that you are passionate about for you to want to become better at it. And that takes practice. That takes just going through, like, that just takes going through the process. Like with anything, playing sports, making art, cooking, whatever, like you pretty much have to describe, you have to approach this how you would approach something else that you're passionate about and doing that. And a lot of the time it takes practice, it takes consistency and the effort to actually want to grow within it.
That's real. That is so real. So tell me about a time like during practice where somebody then came too soon, like came faster than you expected them when you were performing on them.
Mm-hmm. That happens a lot of time on cam. Like I do, I perform on box cam sites, which are like sites where they have traffic, people come to it, and it's like a household type of name, right? And then I also do Skype shows with people. So I've had that done a lot of times. Like people pay for like a 10-minute Skype show and they'll come in like a minute and a half. And I'm like, well, oh well, like, you know,
that's a waste of pay if you're gonna come in a minute.
You pay for the time. I blocked out that time for you. It is what it is. But just understanding that it takes endurance. Like it's like not only on the feminine or the giver's side, it also takes endurance on the male side as well. Like understanding, I don't know if you know about like semen retention or like breathing exercises, because actually men can have body orgasms without coming.
They can actually do that. Elaborate on that a little bit.
Yeah, so it's kind of like you, like, it's hard to put in words, but it's like you kind of redirect the energy from coming, actually coming through the dick, like sperm coming out, to actually just like going, like put, like redirecting it back into your body, and then your body like orgasms. Like it's kind of like a female having like a female or like a female having an orgasm, not squirting or anything like that, but just like, you know how she like shakes and stuff like that.
Yeah,
she has an orgasm. It's kind of like that. Like that same thing can happen with a man, but it's like you have to be on a certain level of connection with your body. You have to understand that you are controlling and redirecting that energy. So it takes a lot of like self-discipline to do that. But it's like, in order to get through my head sessions physically or even on cam, it's like you have to have a certain level of endurance. Like I'm to the point in my career where I'll get on cam and someone will take me back to a show and they'll just come like automatically. And they're like, oh, I couldn't help myself. You're just so seductive. And I'm like, I didn't even do anything. I didn't show nothing. Like nothing came off. Nothing. So it's just like men don't have that type of energy a lot in their lives. So it's like understanding that I present like a deeper type of energy in your life, and I present a different type of experience that you probably never have experienced. You never probably will experience in your life. So understanding that like I'm up leveling you. So if you can make it through my head on cam and we can actually get to other aspects, you're winning. Right. And but the thing is, your standard kind of raises for like other people you physically engage with in real life. And you're just like, I can't. So then you just keep on coming back to me. But it's like you can teach them with the books, with the tutorials on how they can be their own version of a master oralist as well. So it's there's solutions everywhere you turn. I present a solution.
Wow. I think your next book should be How Can a Man, you know, Help His Endurance Without Coming, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It takes a lot of mental mental control, and like you have to be connected to your body. Like we're not, like we just aren't connected to our bodies. Like I've been saying this the whole time, we're just not connected to our bodies, and we just doing whatever, however, whenever, right? But if you are more connected with yourself and you understand different breathing techniques, you understand different. A lot of it's called like tantra or tantra. I don't really do that per se. I'm more so just do what I do. But if you are able to connect more to your body, to the physicality of it, and like kind of like mind control, like you know how like Chris Angel, like the magician or whatever, he would do like all these kind of crazy things. He had a very high mental fortitude. He had very high mental stability, mental like will. It takes will. It takes practice. It takes endurance to be able to do that. But yeah, I got
yes,
you.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Now, getting to the webcam series. Now, what's the one thing you want to tell anybody listening to this that's interested in getting into being on web cameras?
I would say that understanding that it takes a systemized and an organized type of way to be able to do this effectively, right? So I talk about like in the book, I have many building blocks, but specifically I want to talk about two building blocks, and then you got to get the book for the rest, okay? But I would say the first building block when it comes to webcamming, but this can be applied to the sex industry in general, is your persona, right? It's best to really create a persona that is your own, that's really natural to you, and that is one that you can grow and evolve through, but still has some type of basis and like anchor to it, right? I'm sure you've seen people, they just have this random name and it's like they're here today, gone tomorrow, right? But it's like you want to have your persona mean something enough to you that day in and day out, you'll show up and you'll be able to perform that persona. So you want to create the persona with its own personality, really something, again, that's natural to you, that you enjoy doing, that you enjoy performing, acting out, so you're able to sustain it. You have the will, you have the drive to want to sustain it, right? And then the second building block, I would say, is to specialize, right? And when I say specialize, you want to think about it like, what do you want to be known for? What do you want to do, right? I really advise to have like one main specialty, then you have that second specialty, and then you can do other things, right? But it's like, I look at it more as like, you want to be great at a few things, not just good or average at a whole bunch of things. You want to really be known for something, not just like, oh, she's bad and she's doing all this random stuff. Oh, she was doing this yesterday, now she's doing this and she's doing... You just want, like, what are you known for, right? So just with keeping that in mind, you want to specialize in that. And when you specialize in it, it's kind of like taking something on a micro level, but then just creating different variations from that one specific thing. Does that make sense? So, like, with the dick sucking, yes. Like, it's like, I actually suck dick. I suck cucumbers and dildos. I make content. I perform on cam. Those are like different revenue streams. Those are four different revenue streams just off the top of my head that I've done with that one specific specialization, right? So it's like, it's not capping yourself. You are just anchoring yourself in something specific, and then you can manifest and create different streams from that, right? So understanding that is very important, and understanding that you have to start with your persona, then you have to start with your, and then go to your specializations. Then you're able to focus on things like a logo, starting your social media, building it out, and then choosing what sites you want to cam on, if you choose to do webcamming. But without establishing these two blocks, it's like you're not able to really put your best foot forward. You're just kind of like misstepping. And then when you build your house on sand, what happens? It crumbles.
Yes, it does crumble. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Lucas Sar. We're going overtime because this conversation is really good, y'all. So, of course, we're going to go overtime. Now, being the name of the liquor, it's called Liquor Talk, the podcast. So, tell me, what's the best liquor to get some head on? What's the best liquor you giving some head on?
I actually don't drink when I suck dick. I actually, it's crazy. Because when I have drink, like my head game be off. Like, because I just be doing like a whole bunch of like other stuff and I'm not focusing specifically on me sucking dick. So it's like my guy, he's just like, yeah, we tried it like a few times. He's like, yeah, no. Cause I just like, I have that Sag energy. I have that burst of like, you know what I mean? So
yeah, it's like, that burst of energy.
Yeah. So it's just kind of like, I'm just all over the place. And it's like hard for me to really just give it my all and concentrate on what I need to do. Cause I'm just thinking about a whole bunch of other stuff. Right. Like, it's so, like Sag energy is already uninhibited, but put some liquor with that. It's like a freaking cannon. Like,
we go crazy unless we know how to manage, you know what I'm saying? We do right. Go crazy.
But yeah, I would say like just like liquor in general. Like I like spice rum. So, but I like a potent spice rum. So like I like Kraken. Have you heard of Kraken?
It's ooh, like 94 proof. Kraken be hitting.
Kraken be good. It's so good. It's like, is this liquor? Like, but then it's like it's like 94 proof. It's like.
Yeah, Kraken, it's the silent killer, you know what I'm saying? It'd be good, but then out of nowhere, kaboom.
That, I also like Sailor Jerry. Sailor Jerry's is cool.
It's Sailor, like a coworker of mine put me on Sailor Jerry. That's very effective. And for
it's very effective, right? Like you, it's like you be on a million. And it's like, because the thing is, it's like, I don't know if he went to college or like college parties and damn stuff you, like that. Yes. But, Oh shoot! Well, you know, you already know what it is, but it's like they be having that cheap liquor, and it's like I can't do the cheap. I can't do the rubbing alcohol.
I can't do Skull Vodka. That's super cheap.
Just like you saying that, just memories. Just my body's
memories of them house parties and people want you to take shots of it. I'm like, you crazy,
bro? Like, are you trying to make me kill myself? Like, what?
Just you say try that. To kill me. Just that's what that. You're trying to do.
Right. Because it's like that. I just can't. But it's like, you know, you are young and, you know, you going out and experiencing things and stuff like that. So you're just like, whatever, it's liquor. It's so. Yeah. But no, those are I like spice rum and I like things that are potent.
So I guess what you're trying to say is if a man wants good head, he shouldn't give his woman liquor.
I mean, some women drink and they freaking are phenomenal. They're like, woof. They're like, girl, I didn't know you had that in you, girl. Come take another shot, girl. Like, it just depends on how it interacts with you. Like, it's not a one size fits all type of thing. But me, I just like already have that passion naturally. So it's like, I don't need anything else to fuel that flame. Right. I don't need that. Right. If anything, I like to smoke. I like to smoke to like just help relax me more and just like vibe and sink into.
I know you were lit for 420. I know 420 just passed. I know you were lit.
Yeah. But it's like also you don't want that cheap weed where it's like it gives you cotton mouth because you don't want to suck dick on it with a dry mouth. Like, so it's just like, it takes a balance. But with me, I just do it straight, no chaser. Like I just straight, no chaser. I just do it without any other stimulants because it's like, I'm enough. And that's pretty much what I talk about in my book is that you're enough. But it's like, if you need those other things to like help you get through the process, I understand it, but you don't want to become dependent on those that like, you can only suck good dick when you are high or when you drink. You just want to be able to naturally do it without anything else outside of you.
Wow, that's good. That's good. Because I definitely know people that, like, you know what I'm saying, get them on some liquor or get them on a stimulant, they become superwoman or superman.
And that's very true. But with me, like, I just don't need that extra stuff. And it actually inhibits me. It's actually like a reverse effect on me. Yeah, so I don't do that. But like I said, for some people, they need that extra boost and that's totally fine, but don't become dependent on it.
That's real. That's real. My last question for you is this. Why do people need to subscribe to you on OnlyFans and why do people need to read your books?
I would say that I present a different approach and a different standard that is very unconventional. but it's very inviting at the same time. Like, you, like, the greatest gift that I can give you and that I do give you is that you empower yourself, you trust yourself, and you are able to become a better person overall, right? So it's not like I'm telling you you have to do it this way or you're going to fail. I'm saying these are the different options. What do you want to do? It's kind of like the Robert Frost poem, like, two roads diverge in Yellowwood. Like, and I took the path less traveled. Like, I pretty much am presenting the path less traveled. I'm over here all over the place. I was talking about the Bible. I'm talking about this poem now. It's just like, I took the path less traveled and I'm paving the way for you down that path. So I'm not just like, go down this random path. I'm like, I chose to go down this random path. Now I'm going to present it as an option for you to want to go down the path as well, if you have the eyes to see and the ears to hear it, right? So that's pretty much what I talk about in my blowjob handbooks. That's what I talk about in my webcam handbook, is these are the different, this is the shell that I've created. This is the world that I've created. This is the stage that I've created for myself, right? Just going through my own personal journey. So now I'm objectively telling you about it, and I'm telling you about in a way that you don't have to do what the mainstream's doing. You don't have to do everything else that everybody's doing that's already been overdone over and over again. You can do it in a different type of way, present a different type of standard, present a different type of connection, share that with the world so that people can see that they can empower themselves. They can be their own individuals. They don't have to do what everybody else is doing just because they're doing it. So I'm kind of like the outlier experience in these two industries, the webcam industry and the, I guess, the blowjob space that you have, that, if you would call it that, because it's like, I'm telling you to connect more with yourself, to go internal, whereas everybody else is telling you, you need to go outside, you need to connect with this person, do that. But it's like, if you focus on your own art, if you focus on your own self, then you'll naturally magnetize what is for you and repel what is not for you.
That's real. That's real. I want to thank you for reaching out to me, and thank you for coming on Look at Talk. You know what I'm saying? You definitely dropped some dimes, some things about sexual energy people would have never known if they haven't turned on this podcast. So I definitely really want to thank you for this.
No problem. And Victor, thank you so much. I really appreciate you having me come on the platform to just, you know, share authentically what I do, speak about it, what I've created, and just, you know, providing the ability for me to share about this journey with your supportive audience. So I really do appreciate that. And I do want to say thank you, everyone, for listening as well. You can definitely find all of my products, all of my services in one place. I have two different book series again, which are the Official Blowjob Handbook, the Official Webcam Handbook. I have an OnlyFans where I share my content, my subscription content via that. I do Skype shows with people for my cam sessions. I also do BJ education sessions where I give you an intake form, you fill it out, and then we get online or we get on Skype, and then we go through the intake form, and then we go through my different techniques that you can directly apply. I'm also on different clip sites like Clips for Sale. I'm on Pornhub. I got social media. They kicked me off of Instagram because they're haters. But I am on Twitter. I am on Twitter at I Am Hedusa. So all of that can be found at my website, which again is I Am Hedusa. That's I as in ice, A as in apple, M as in money, Hedusa, HEAD as in door, USA.com. So thank you again, Victor. And thank you again, everyone. I appreciate it.
No problem. Side note, follow me on Twitter, Real V Jones. I'll follow you back. Anybody, and thank you, the listener, for listening to this podcast. Now, Hedusa, like I tell everybody, I might be in Florida, but if you ever need anything, I'm just one DM or email away. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you all for listening to Liquor Talk. Until the next episode, so long, ladies and gentlemen, and continue to pour up, because remember, everything in life is temporary. So pour up and get through this, because we all doing it at this point. Deuces, y'all. Deuces.